This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
No jump ball, so Greenfield Northwestern as the road team will get the basketball first. They're in the road blacks, Carletonville in the home whites. As waiting at midcourt is Caitlin Foyle. She's standing right on the red X where normally the scorer's table would be, but that has been moved across the floor onto the stage here at CHS. All the chairs are socially distanced for the players, and here we go. High school basketball back on the radio for the first time in 342 days. The Greenfield Northwestern gets it to start. Carletonville man-to-man defense here as Foyles has it way out on the left wing. Down on the left block it goes to Tyvett. She had it thrown at her feet, couldn't corral it, picked up by Carletonville. Here comes Aaron Seal spinning away from a double team as she races up the sideline. She's trapped immediately. That ball deflected out, and it'll stay with Carletonville with 7:36 for the opening quarter. Can only imagine what the girls on the floor are feeling right now. Pure joy, one would imagine. Here's Gracie Reels out by the volleyball spike line. It is a strange sight to see 10 kids playing basketball with masks on. It really is. Up top with Jill Staten. Jill, the junior, with the right-hand bounce, pulls it back now, works right side, leaves it for Lily Reels. Lily had it jarred loose, but it goes right to Seal. She'll trigger the three off the mark. No good. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by Greenfield Northwestern and Vetter. She has a long pass into the front court, right to Foyle. She dumps it off for Clark. Her 12-footer too strong. Going to get a tie-up in there as Tyvett and Lily Reels on the jump ball. And with the arrow, Carletonville will get possession. Now, I still don't understand the lack of the jump ball. I mean, if we're out here playing basketball, I don't know how the jump ball is that big of a concern, but I digress. It doesn't matter. We're playing basketball. 6:55 for the opening quarter. Into the front court comes Jill Staten. She works left side, gets a screen from Gracie Reels, rolls to the hoop, counted on the foul for Gracie Reels. And the first bucket of the season for the Carletonville Cavaliers goes to Gracie Reels. 6:47 for quarter number one. That was a beautiful pick-and-roll action right there with Staten and Reels. They've played a lot of basketball together over the years. Of course, Carletonville regional champions a year ago. As Gracie's free throw is good. They played 2 8-minute JV quarters here tonight. Carletonville's numbers are way down this year. I think 12 kids in the program is what Darren has this year. That ball thrown away by Greenfield Northwestern. Miscommunication right there. And it'll be out of bounds in the backcourt to the Cavaliers. Seal will get it in to Jill Staten. Carletonville has blue masks, like they all say CHS in red lettering on the side. Greenfield Northwestern, some wearing the medical-looking masks. Others have black masks. Down to Gracie Reels, no good, and the rebound belongs to the Tigers. Here comes Jessa Vetter. She had 19 last night, and the Tigers win over South County. Checked out there by Staten. Vetter now comes back between the circles, leaves it off left wing for Foyles. Right back to Vetter. She's bumped on the block. They'll get Staten with the foul there. That'll be Jill's first, team's first. 6:09 for the opening quarter. On the baseline, Vetter gets it in. Oh, nearly stolen by Lily Reels, but it finds its way home to Jaleel Clark. Right side of the key now with Foyles. Across the floor into the hands of Vetter, way out in the left wing. She puts it on the deck, cut off at the top of the key, bounce pass right wing. Right back to Vetter it goes. Gets a screen that time from Foyles. Vetter on the attack, yes. First bucket for Greenfield Northwestern. Makes it 3-2. Cavies with the lead and the ball. Here's Aaron Seal. Leaves it off for Macy Gall, who's checked in. Here is a long three from Lily Reels, nothing but air, and the rebound down to Greenfield Northwestern. Racing into the front court come the Tigers. Nice bounce pass off the window. It's good for Tyvett off the feed from Foyles. And Greenfield Northwestern's taking the lead, 4-3, 5:15 opening quarter. Reels has her pocket picked from behind on the spin, but it goes right to Jill Staten. Now Jill stripped on the way up, turned over. Here come the Tigers on the fly. Alexis Pullman leaves it back. Three, Vetter partially blocked by Staten, pulled down underneath by Seal. Aaron Seal up the sideline, bumped out of bounds, and a foul on Caitlin Foyles. That'll be her first, team's first. We've played 3 minutes and a second here in the opening quarter. And probably the next whistle will get our mask break. That will be right around the 4-minute mark. In a substitution for Greenfield Northwestern, Torrey McAdams will check in, and maybe we're going to have the mask break right now. We will. 4:59 for quarter number one, Greenfield Northwestern leading Carleton DeVille 4-3. We'll take a break. Back to Carleton DeVille following these messages. So the first mask timeout is in the books, and it'll be Carleton DeVille ball trailing 4-3, 4:59 for the opening quarter. And at least for the first 3 minutes, you don't see the kids fidgeting with the mask. There's a travel on Real shuffled her feet. And you don't see a lot of the chin straps that you will encounter from time to time. The masks are staying up over the nose and the mouth. And the kids don't appear to be bothered by it. Doesn't mean it's not affecting them, but they're certainly not letting it show on the outside. On the attack, that is better. Bumped on the baseline, turned it over. Third, Greenfield Northwestern turnover. Here comes Gracie Reels, full head of steam. Jump stop, left block. Good defense in there by Pullman. Went straight up, got a piece. And the ball pulled down by the Tigers. Into the front court comes Jessa Vetter with the left-hand bounce. She directs traffic with the right arm. It's a 1-2-2 low set. Now a turnover by the Tigers. They're fourth. Picked off by Seal. Leaves it for Staten. Stripped by Vetter. Goes right to Seal off the window. It's good. Aaron Seal, right place, right time. 5-4 Carletonville. Vetter did all she could do on the 2-on-1 Carletonville fast break. Here comes Vetter. Blows by Staten. Gets to the rim. Kicks it out now to Pullman. Alexis gets into the paint. Floats it up and draws the foul. Alexis Pullman has worked herself to the free throw line. Second team foul on Carletonville. And the personal is going to go on Gracie Reels. That'll be her second. Alexis Pullman, 21 points in the Tiger win last night, has that free throw rattle out. Substitution for Carletonville. Faith O'Dell will check in. And it'll be Lily Reels heading out. As the Carletonville players go up the steps, and then appear back on the stage. Second free throw, no good, too strong for Pullman. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Vetter, will get a tie-up, and Greenfield Northwestern will have it on the arrow. Some kids are just hopping right up onto the stage from the floor, and others taking the trek up the stairs. Done a lot of games in this gymnasium over the years, and obviously there's never been anything like this. Just seeing the scorers table up on the stage here at Carletonville is completely strange. Down on the block, yes, for Jessa Vetter. Vetter has four. Greenfield Northwestern has the lead, 6-5, 3:35 for the opening quarter. This basketball season will be a sprint. 5 weeks, play as many games as you can play. There's been quarantine issues around already. Both Litchfield boys and girls teams are in quarantine. J.R. Berduris of Rochester told me the other day that he has had several girls in quarantine. He only had 9 girls at practice last week at Rochester. And the Rockets will be hosting Hillsboro on Monday. We'll have that game live for you here on FM 106. Tomorrow, we'll have Nokomis at Staunton Boys live at 2 on WSMI. Of course, still to come tonight, Hillsboro Vandalia Boys. That'll be live when we're done here on FM 106. On the attack, a wild run of that time from Pullman, a little off balance, no good, but the rebound stripped away, picked up back by Greenfield Northwestern, now sealed the flex it out, and it will stay with the Tigers. Naomi Landsaw at the table, she'll check in for Greenfield Northwestern, get in a breather, is Michaela Tyvett. Sideline trigger, normally right where the Carletonville bench would be, and we're going to get a moving screen on Greenfield Northwestern. That'll be their fifth turnover. They go down as their third team foul, and it's the third personal foul on Naomi Landsaw. No, they had the board wrong. Her first. I was going to say, how's that possible? 3:03 first quarter. Substitutions for Carletonville. Madison Wheaties has checked in, 6-foot senior. She's joined on the floor. Lily Reels back out there, along with Gracie Reels, Aaron Seal, and Jill Staten. Those would be kind of the big three for the Cavaliers this year. Seal, Staten, and Gracie. Jill lost the handle up front to the floor. Will get a tie-up, and it'll stay with Carletonville thanks to the possession arrow. 6-5, Greenfield Northwestern leading. Carletonville has the ball. These kids did not have a lot of time to get prepared for this season. There's been so many unknowns, and quite frankly, there's still a bunch of unknowns. Just hopefully a majority of these teams can make it through the year without quarantine issues and all that goes with it. A wild shot from State, and that time no good. Rebound down to Greenfield Northwestern. Into the front court comes Alexis Pullman. She wears the long black sleeves under the jersey for the Tigers. Got it on the baseline down to McAdams. Her shot no good. And the rebound to the Cavaliers and Jill Staten. Here comes Jill. Top of the key with the right-hand dribble. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers. Seal on the right wing. Leaves it off for Lily Reels. Lily, the sophomore, wearing that big knee brace on her left knee. She suffered that injury late last season. As that ball's deflected out. It'll stay with Carletonville. See a couple of the players during that dead ball just pull their mask down for a brief moment just to get a breath of fresh air. And right back up over the nose and mouth it goes. And it'll be interesting to me to see how the officials tackle that issue. It'll be different for everybody. Some officials will be very strict. Some will have a little more leeway. Here's a long lob pass ahead off the window. It's good for Tyvette. Her second field goal, 8-5, Greenfield Northwestern. Little full court pressure now for the Tigers. And in this spot, a little bit of an advantage certainly early for Greenfield Northwestern, having played last night. Staten having trouble in the backcourt, and she is fouled. And Greenfield Northwestern was getting close to a potential 10 count there, as in the backcourt, Vetter and Clark had Staten sealed off. They'll get Vetter with the personal, her first, team's fifth. 85 seconds, first quarter. High school basketball here on WSMI FM 106. Boy, is that good to say. Here's Reels. Back to Staten. Three and the tie. No, but she's fouled on the three-point attempt. It looked like it came on the blockout. They will get Tyvette. They're going to give her three shots. It's a little too aggressive on the blockout that time for Michaela Tyvette. That'll send Jill to the free throw line, looking for the first points of her junior season. Nope, too strong. She'll get two more tosses. Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:03 on FM 106. We'll be talking to Carletonville head coach Darren Deneve. Also going to talk with Hillsboro boys coach Joe Vanzo, North Mac boys coach TJ Wilson, and Nokomis coach Dan DeWerf, all coming up tomorrow on Sports Saturday. That free throw is good for Jill Staten as she works her way to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Second toss is off the heel, no good. And Jill Staten gets one out of three from the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Floor coverings, flooring, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854 at Heinz Furniture. On the attack. And we've got a foul going on Carletonville. And that's going to send Alexis Pullman to the Heinz Furniture free throw line with 61 seconds to play in the opening quarter. 8-6, Greenfield Northwestern with the lead. Heinz Furniture, fifth generation, stocked with quality furniture on sale. You can take home today. Free throw for Pullman. No good. She's now 0-3 at the charity stripe. Free throw is off the mark. Too strong. Rebound down to Carletonville. Greenfield Northwestern 0-4 at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Carletonville 1-4. Here's a three for Staten. No. Offensive rebound. Wheaties put back. Won't go. Didn't get it high enough off the window. And the rebound down to Jessa Vetter. Here comes Vetter. Racing into the front court. Off the window, too strong. Good job by Staten to go straight up and force the miss. Rebound down to Lily Reels. She gets it off to Gracie. Here comes Gracie, right side of the key, pulls it back. Now half a minute, opening quarter. Jill Staten to the foul line, dumps it off to Lily Reels. Dribble handoff to Gracie Reels. Gracie now into the paint, forces it up. No, might have been partially blocked. Yep, it'll stay with Carletonville with 20 seconds for the opening quarter. Addie Paul going to return to the ball game for Carletonville. Macy Gall back on the floor as Wheaties and Lily Reels will head out. Baseline out of bounds. Aaron Seal The trigger in for Carlinville. Looking. Gets it off to Macy Gall. Here's Gracie Reels. 19-footer. Halfway down. Spun out. Rebound down to Pullman, and she is fouled with 18 seconds for the quarter. Fourth team foul on Carlinville. It'll be sideline out of bounds for Greenfield Northwestern. The personal foul going on Macy Gall, her first. Lily Reels back into the ball game. That was a quick breather. Gracie will check out. She hops right onto the stage. Gets a bottle of water and catches her breath. 8-6, Greenfield Northwestern leads. They have the ball. They can hold for the final shot. Here's Vetter. Picked up the dribble left side of the key. Down on the block to Pullman. Spins middle off the window. Nice move, Alexis Pullman. 4 seconds for the quarter. Ahead to Gall. Off to Lily. Midcourt heave at the buzzer. Good if it goes. Almost banked it in after one quarter. Here at the Big House on West Main, it is Greenfield Northwestern 10. Carlinville 6. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Carlinville High School, a socially distanced Big House on West Main here as Carlinville playing their first game of the year for Greenfield Northwestern, their second game in as many nights. And I think you're going to see more high school teams playing back-to-back nights this year than you normally would. No limit on the number of games teams can play this year. The IHSA lifted that limitation, so teams are welcome to play as much as they want, but schools, of course, will use their better judgment and not run these kids ragged, but they will have an opportunity to play six nights a week. It's a five-week season. We'll be done with basketball March 13th, and football starts March 19th. Nice action out of the timeout as they find Jaleah Clark on the baseline, her first bucket, and it's 12-6 Greenfield Northwestern, showing a little pressure. Carlinville able to come across the timeline. Here's Staten on the right wing. Jill with the right-hand dribble, sagging off of her into the hands of Gracie Reels, left side of the key. Dribble handoff with Aaron Seal. Right back to Gracie it goes. She'll fire an 18-footer, way too strong, and the rebound deflects off the backboard out to Seal beyond the three-point line. She leaves it for Gall on the baseline. Top of the key, Staten, 4-3. Too strong off the heel. Rebound tapped around to the floor. Gracie Reels, and she'll be tied up by two Tiger defenders, and the Cavaliers will keep it on the arrow. 16 fouls on Greenfield Northwestern, 4 whistled on Carlinville. 12-6, Greenfield Northwestern with the lead. Aaron Seal tried to bounce it into Staten. She has to track it down all the way on the sideline, tried to throw it off of a Greenfield Northwestern defender, and she did so, but then it was picked up by the Tigers, but they stepped on the sideline during their pursuit up the floor, so it'll stay with Carlinville. The Tigers getting after it defensively here. They are all over Carlinville here in the first 9 minutes. 6:55 for the first half. Here is Staten. Dribble handoff to Seal. Aaron Seal has it jarred loose out there by Pullman. And now Alexis is going to get whistled for the foul. Boy, that's a frustrating foul if you're Pullman there. It's a pure aggressive foul. You jar the ball loose. You see the ball with an opportunity maybe to get a steal, but you were just a half step behind Seal, and you get whistled for the foul. Their seventh team foul, and that will send Carlinville to the free throw line. The Heinz Furniture free throw line. Seal 2 points tonight. The first toss is off the heel. Too strong. And we're going to get a jump ball as Seal to the floor along with Vetter for Greenfield Northwestern. And on the arrow, it will be Tiger basketball. 6 minutes, 45 seconds for the first half of play. 12-6, Greenfield Northwestern has the lead and the ball out front with Alexis Pullman. She has that ball knocked loose off of her leg, out of bounds. It'll belong to Carlinville. And if you're wondering, Darren Deneve still wearing the sweater vest, even though there's not a lot of fans in attendance. The coaches are not up on the stage. Jeremy Lansaw, he paces in front of his bench stage side. Darren has a chair set down just to the left of the stage. Here's Gracie Reels. Lost the handle. Picked up off the floor by Pullman. She was first to the basketball. Gets it ahead to McAdams. The layup is good for Tori McAdams. Beautiful hustle from Alexis Pullman that time. And what a pass from Renees right down the heart of the floor. 14-6 Greenfield Northwest. Another Carlinville turnover. Here comes Pullman. Gets to the rim. Finger roll. No good. Rebound down to Carlinville. And Addie Paul. She'll get it away to Gall. Now Staten going to slow it up a little bit. Across the timeline comes Jill Staten now, 5:45 first half. 14-6, Greenfield Northwestern leads. Carthenville has the ball. Out front with Seal. Boy, the squeaks of the sneakers, the sound of the ball bouncing off the floor, things you just a lot of times don't hear as clearly as you hear them now. There's another jump ball underneath. Seal got tied up that time with Foyles. It'll be Greenfield Northwestern ball on the arrow. Sixth Cavi turnover. Everybody who came into the gym tonight had to go through a temperature check to get in the building. All the fans spaced out. And there's not 50 fans in the gym tonight. That is what is allowed, but each school can make their own determination. And a lot of the schools just simply allowing home fans, and depending on the school, one parent or one ticket per player is generally how it's going to be this year for the home teams. On the attack, good aggressive take from Jessa Vetter, and she's going to be to the Heinz Furniture free throw line for a couple of tosses. Fifth team foul on Carthenville. They will get the personal on Lily Reels. That'll be number two on Lily. Vetter's free throw is good at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Of course, floor coverings, flooring, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854. Heinz Furniture right here in Carthenville. Second free throw for Vetter is good. She's got 5 points now. Down to Addie Paul. Off the window. It's good for Addie Paul. 16-8. Greenfield Northwestern leading. 4:45 for the first half of play. Here's Vetter. On the right wing it goes with McAdams. Right back to Vetter on the block. Kicks it out to Pullman. Left wing, Clark open for three. Missed it too strong. Rebound down to Aaron Seal. Almost had it ripped away. Good strength there. Gets it away to Seal. Then great sportsmanship as Vetter helps Seal to her feet. Here is Staten on the crossover working on Clark. Nice wraparound pass off the window. It's good for Addie Paul. 4:15 for the first half, and we've got a whistle and a stoppage. This will be our mask timeout. 4:16 first half, 16-10 Greenfield Northwestern leading Carthenville. Back to CHS following these messages. More high school basketball coming your way this evening. Boys action, Hillsboro at Vandalia. That comes your way next here on WSMI FM 106. 16-10. Greenfield Northwestern with the lead. Of course, the Tigers played last night. An impressive victory, 62-44 the final there, beating South County. And the Tigers, at least here in the first half, they definitely look more comfortable, as you would suspect, in their second game opposed to Carthenville playing in their first. And that's a factor every year, but certainly this year with the masks and the protocols to be playing your second game, yeah, that is a big advantage when you're facing a team that has yet to go through it. Practicing in it is one thing. Game action is completely different. Here's Clark, left side of the key. She will try to leave it off that time for Foyles, but it's stolen by Reels. Gracie, yes. 5 for Gracie Reels on the attack. 16-12 Greenfield Northwestern. 3:50 for the first half. Here's Foyles on the attack. Leaves it back for Pullman. Alexis bounced it once, picked it up. Leaves it off for Tori McAdams. And you see Tori's mask has slid down below her nose a little bit as she handles off on the right side. Keeps the bounce alive. Leaves it for Vetter on the baseline. Back up top to Foyles it goes. Vetter comes and gets the basketball. She'll reset out near midcourt, standing on the C and CHS. Here's Foyles, left side of the key. Foyles leaves it for Pullman. Alexis Pullman being checked by Staten. Staten has switched to one of those medical masks. I wonder if that's maybe a little more breathable. That's just speculation on my part, or maybe the other one was just sweaty. 3 minutes for the first half. I know that was one of the recommendations, was that all the players bring multiple masks. I don't know if it'd be one a quarter, if that would be the standard or not, but if you only got one mask, it's going to be a sweaty mess by the time you're done. get a foul out front. And now Greenfield Northwestern wants a timeout to talk it over. 2:52 first half. The Tigers of Greenfield Northwestern 16. The Carletonville Cavaliers 12. Back to Carletonville High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Greenfield Northwestern timeout, Tigers have the basketball up four. Here's Foyles handling out near midcourt, leaves it on the bounce for Pullman. Alexis brings it top of the key, crosses over, nice move, the runner off the window. It is good for Alexis Pullman. That was sensational. She has four. 18-12, Greenfield Northwestern with the lead. Carletonville has the ball here. Seal, high post, bounce pass to Gracie Real. She'll turn, face, and she's called for traveling. She got those feet a-moving before she got the ball on the floor. Seventh Cavi turnover. Turnovers are going to be up. Shooting percentages are going to be down across the board this year. Boys and girls just going to be one of the byproducts of the craziness that will be this high school basketball season. And will the kids ever get in shape? Some will, some won't. That will be another factor. Here's Pullman, feeds the post. It was a little wide of the intended target. And so three Cavaliers wind up jumping on top of Michaela Tyvett. We'll get a jump ball, and it'll belong to Carletonville on the arrow. That'll be the seventh Greenfield Northwestern turnover. Into the front court, Jill Staten. Tigers sagging back now in his soft zone is what it looks like. Poked away from behind, and a turnover. Number eight on Carletonville. Here comes Vetter into the front court. Jessa Vetter slows it up 100 seconds for the first half. On the left wing with Foyles. High above her head, now being checked by Gracie Reels out beyond the three-point line. Into the hands of Jaleel Clark. Clark leaves it off right wing for Pullman. Pullman surveying on the right wing. Now she crosses over on State and gets into the paint, kicks it, Foyles for three. Left it a little bit short. Rebound tapped around, picked up down there by Carletonville's Macy Gall. She comes into the front court now. Her mask falls down. She picks it back up, puts it over her face as she's dribbling the basketball. And that is certainly an oddity that you don't normally see. She was full sprint down the sideline and had to adjust her mask. Staten for three, missed it all. Saved by Seal underneath, right to Gall. And then Macy is fouled with 58.9 seconds for the first half. 18-12, Greenfield Northwestern. That foul on the Tigers there, eighth. And that is going to send Macy Gall to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. There might have been a technical foul called. Did not see who it was called on. Jeremy Lansaw looks agitated. Hands on hips, and he's going to get an explanation. So a technical foul on Greenfield Northwestern's bench, I guess. Free throw good for Gall. That is Gall's first points. Second free throw is no good. Rattled out. So Macy Gall goes 1-for-2 at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. And now she will get the common foul. Or no, these will be the technical free throws. The common foul shots were first. That toss good. The lefty has made 2 out of 3. Heinz Furniture, they are fifth generation, stocked with quality furniture on sale. You can take it home today. Second free throw, actually the fourth free throw, is no good. So Macy goes 2-of-4 at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Gets the Cavaliers within 4, 18-14, 58.9 seconds for the first half. It'll be sideline trigger. Again, normally where the visiting bench would be here at CHS. But this year, the benches are up on the stage, socially distanced. Here's Staten, left side of the key. Jill Staten, and offensive on Jill Staten. She extended that off arm and created the space. That'll be team foul number 6 and the second personal on Jill. 49.2 seconds first half. See how Greenfield Northwestern wants to play this. That's a little bit more time than you're just straight comfortable with trying to hold for the final shot. Here's Pullman spinning at the free throw line. Leaves it back for Foyles. Attacks. Lost it, deflected out. It'll stay with the Tigers. Greenfield Northwestern fortunate there. Foyles was a little bit out of control. A Tiger at each corner of the lane, as it'll be Naomi Lansaw to trigger it in. Lansaw looking, gets it in right corner to Pullman. Alexis Pullman, right back. It goes to Foyles. Half a minute, first half. Here's Foyles, wants to drive baseline. Reels cuts her off. One of the three, that was not there. Into the hands of Pullman. Poked away by Lily Reels, right back to Pullman. She leaves it off for Lansaw. In the corner to Clark, and on the jab step, she drugged that pivot foot. Eighth, Greenfield Northwestern turnover. Good idea with the triple threat move that time, just did not keep the pivot foot locked to the floor. 15.8 seconds, first half. Chance for the Cavaliers now to get the final shot. Down by four. Here's Seal. Staten has not scored in the half. Jill running baseline, has it left corner. Bad pass, looking for Lily Rios on the inside. 2 seconds. Midcourt, Foyles, lets it fly, and it is short. After two quarters here at Carthenville High School, it is Greenfield Northwestern, 18. Carthenville, 14. We'll come back with your Shelter Insurance Halftime Show following these messages. Greenfield Northwestern back on the floor, and can't say they've emerged from the locker rooms because they aren't using the locker rooms. And Gillespie has been doing this for years. They never go down to the locker room at halftime, the Gillespie girls with Kevin Gray. And I remember asking Kevin Gray years ago, why do you not take your girls down to the locker room at halftime? And his reason was made perfect sense. Talked about, we play so many games in the summertime that you don't have locker rooms in the summer, that they just got used to just sitting on the bench at halftime. And, you know, that's just one of those things that you just do it because it's always been done, but not really necessary. Now, Carthenville has reemerged from the four-year area here, and we're just about set for the start of the third quarter. And, you know, to me, the first half went as good as you could want it to go. And I'm not talking about the basketball. I'm just talking about all the logistics that are involved in this campaign. And there are so many different things, but the masks really didn't seem to be a bother at all. You didn't see a lot of issues with the masks coming down. And honestly, what I was glad to see was you didn't see officials stopping the game to try to be the mask police. You know, for years, the officials have had to be the uniform police with all the different variations in what's a legal uniform, what's not. And I was afraid that this year they were going to be thrust into a masking situation, but that has not been the case. The officials, they're wearing the mask just as the players are. And here we go with the third quarter. Masked up and ready to roll. 18-14, Greenfield Northwestern has the lead. They go backdoor to Pullman right out of the gate off the window. It's good. Oh, that's a beautiful set out of the locker room from head coach Jeremy Lansaw. 20-14, Greenfield Northwestern. And that felt like a big bucket for the Tigers. Carthenville had a little bit of momentum there at the end of the second quarter. Halftime came at a very good time for Greenfield Northwestern. Here's Staten, had a little trouble with the handle, able to get it back, leaves it for Reels. Gracie for three, yes. Gracie Reels knocks down the triple. She has eight. That's Carlinville's really first perimeter shot that they've made tonight. Cuts the lead in half, 20-17 Tigers. 7:15 third quarter. On the left wing with Foyles. Up top to Clark, leaves it on the right wing for Pullman. She wanted it down low to Tyvett. That was cut off. Back out to Clark. She lost the bounce. Leaves it for Foyles now. She comes and gets it top of the key. On to the right wing. Being guarded there by Macy Gall. And a 5-second count. Great defense by Macy Gall. The 5'8 senior got right in the hip pocket of Foyles and did not let her go. And it's turnover number 9 on Greenfield Northwestern. So for Carthenville on the floor, Jill Staten, Aaron Seal, Lily Reels, Gracie Reels, and Macy Gall. For Greenfield Northwestern, Jessa Veteris. Reels fires another three, and she got it again. Back-to-back triples for Gracie Reels, and this game is tied at 20. Jaleah Clark on the floor. Jessa Vetter, Alexis Pullman, Caitlin Foyles, and Michaela Tyvett for the Tigers. Carthenville's pressure has picked up here in the third quarter. 6:25 for quarter number three. Brand new ball game, 20 apiece. That pass tipped away. Foyle's able to track it down, rips it away from Gall. Leaves it back now for Tyvett. Out at the volleyball spike line. On the left wing with Vetter. Jess Vetter into the triple threat. Gets the foul line and reach in on Lily Reels. First foul of the half on Carthenville. And for Lily, let's see, my records say that's her third foul. We'll see if I'm right. Some things never change, and my ability to keep track of turnovers and personal fouls has not improved. 6-11 for the third quarter. It'll be a sideline trigger for Greenfield Northwestern. Yeah, the board has Lily for one foul, so I gave two fouls to Lily Reels that she didn't deserve. 6 minutes for the third quarter. What are you going to do? 20 up right here. Tigers have the basketball. Pullman down in the block to Clark. Bounce pass out to Tyvett. She attacks off the window. It's good. Nice move, Makayla Tyvett. That was not easy with the runner off one leg. Use the glass. 22-20, Greenfield Northwestern back in front. Carthenville has not led tonight. Down to Gracie Reels. Off the feed from Staten. It's good. Beautiful find that time from Jill to Gracie. A baker's dozen now for Gracie Reels. She has 13 of Carthenville's 22. Boy, the Reels girls, they are some athletes now. 5:25 for the third quarter. Out top with Pullman. Of course, Jill Staten, she's been playing varsity minutes since she was a freshman. She's only a junior. Losing her footing out there was Pullman, and Jeremy Lansall will take a timeout. 5:16, third quarter, 22-22, Carthenville and Greenfield Northwestern. We'll come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Greenfield Northwestern with the basketball tied at 22. Tigers have not trailed tonight. Dribble handoff, Pullman off to Vetter. She had it jarred loose right back to Jessie. It goes into the hands of Foyle. She tried to feed the post. Stolen by Wheaties. Deflected off of Madison right to the Tigers. And then going tumbling out of bounds that time was Tyvett. So it'll be Carthenville ball. Several different deflections and bounces before the ball winds up in the hands of the Cavaliers. 5 minutes, third quarter. Full court pressure from Greenfield Northwestern. Seal knifes right through it with the bounce. Into the front court. Leaves it for Reels on the right wing. Gracie, bounce pass. Here's Staten, top of the key. Gets into the paint. Floats it up around and down for Jill Staten. Her first bucket and first points of the season. And the first lead of the season for Carthenville. 24-22, 4:40 third quarter. Here's Staten. Oh, blown by Vetter. Runner, no. Offensive rebound right down to Jessa. Kicks it out to Pullman, and she traveled. Shuffled her feet before she got the ball on the floor, making her move. And with 4:34 to play in the third quarter, I think we're going to get our mask timeout. We will. Carthenville 24, Greenfield Northwestern 22. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. So following the mask break, it'll be Carthenville ball, 4:34, third quarter, 24-22. Carthenville with the lead. Took their first lead of the ball game here in the third quarter. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Staten gets it away to Gall. She comes across the timeline. Macy does a nice job to keep her dribble alive. Spins back to the middle of the floor. Leaves it off for Seal. Aaron Seal, left wing with Gracie Reels. Reels puts it on the deck. Pulls up, blocked in there by Pullman. Pulled down underneath by Clark. Here come the Tigers on the fly, 4:08, third quarter. Vetter will slow it up as she comes into the front court. Working on Jill Staten. Jill into a good aggressive defensive position. Vetter gets the baseline. Wrap around pass Pullman left corner. Alexis Pullman steps through off the window. Wow, what a move. Alexis Pullman. 8 for Alexis, 24-24. That looked like a next level move right there. Here comes Jill Staten into the front court. She's going to be stripped from behind. Never saw the Tiger defender coming. 10th. Carthenville turnover. Nobody yelled wolf. Long outlet to Clark. All alone lays it up and in. Nobody for Carthenville was back on the play. And just like that, Greenfield Northwestern leads 26-24. Now Staten's pass deflected out onto the stage. It'll stay with the Cavies. 3:26 third quarter. Substitutions hopping off the stage and onto the floor. Lily Reels and Addie Paul. Macy Gall and Madison Wheaties will get a breather. Aaron Seal in the backcourt gets it into Jill Staten. Across the timeline with Gracie Reel. She leaves it off for Lily. Lily back to Gracie. Bounce pass to Staten. Right wing with Seal. Aaron Seal on the attack. Cut off. Leaves it for Gracie. Reels pivots around. Brings it back top of the key now. Picks up the dribble. Right wing with Seal. Aaron in the corner. Staten open for three. left it a little bit short. Offensive rebound, Addie Paul. The putback is good. Six for Addie, and we are tied at 26 inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. Hillsboro-Vandalia boys coming up next here on FM 106. Nokomis-Staunton boys tomorrow at 2 on FM 106. Of course, we'll stream it all at WSMIRadio.com. Pullman on the attack, leaves it for Clark on the left wing. Back across right side of the floor to Caitlin Foyles. Foyles back to Clark. Clark tries to feed the post down to Pullman. Ill-advised. All sorts of white shirts around, and Aaron Seal comes up with the steal. Now Seal, top of the key. Lily Reels, 4-3. Back rim to too strong, and the rebound down to Alexis Pullman for Greenfield. Here's Vetter. Lead pass to Foyles. Tough catch for Foyles, and then the shot is too strong as she tried to go up as she was coming off of the spin move, and she might not have quite had her bearings with her coming off the spin. It'll be Carlinville ball, 2-11, third quarter. Good competitive ball game here tonight. The Tigers, not full court pressure at the moment. They will fall back into their half court D. Here's Staten across the timeline. On the right wing, Jill picked up the dribble, skip pass to Lily Reels. Lily puts it on the floor, and she wants to attack. Now she leaves it back for Gracie. Gracie Reels to the foul line, spins and stolen by Pullman. Alexis snuck in from behind, tries to bounce pass off the dribble, couldn't control it, deflected out of bounds. It'll be Greenfield Northwestern ball. Substitution for Carlinville as Faith Odell checking in. She's going to replace Lily Reels. And a couple times here in the last moments, Greenfield Northwestern has been able to sneak in behind Carlinville ball handlers and jar the ball loose. Nobody for Carlinville, yelling wolf. In it goes to Pullman off the baseline. Yes, boy, she has the ability to finish from awkward angles, off balance, wrong foot, doesn't matter. She has great body control and the ability to get the ball up on the glass and finish. That is the type of skill you can't teach that. You either have that skill set or you don't. And Alexis Pullman does. A foul away from the ball on the baseline. They're going to get the first foul of the half on Greenfield Northwestern. Second foul of the game on Tyvet. Out to Staten, right wing. In the corner it goes to Aaron Seal. Aaron wants to drive baseline, cut off there, and a blocking foul on Jessa Vetter. 80 seconds, third quarter. A two-point Greenfield Northwestern lead, 28-26. Substitution now for the Tigers. That will be Naomi Landsaw checking in. She's just a freshman. As having to sit with four personal fouls is Vetter. So can Carlinville make some hay with Vetter on the bench with those four fouls? 75 seconds, third quarter. Two-point Tiger lead. Here's Aaron Seal. Dribble handoff with Gracie Reels. Gracie met out there by Pullman. Good job by Alexis to move her feet and keep Reels from turning the corner. Back between the circles with Jill Staten. Jill now on the right-hand bounce. Leaves it right wing for Odell. Faith Odell wanted to get Gracie Reels, but she got tripped up and tangled with Pullman. Both hit the deck. Into the hands of Seal. Off to Staten. Jill Staten turns the corner, attacks, and draws the foul. Good determination that time from Jill Staten. She was not going to be denied turning that corner. 45.7 seconds for quarter number three. A two-point lead for Greenfield Northwestern, 28-26. That foul on Tori McAdams, her first. Baseline out of bounds, and it goes to Addie Paul. Off the window, it's good for Addie Paul. Addie has 8 points tonight, tied at 28. Clock running, 38 seconds, third quarter. Here come the Tigers with McAdams on the wing. Now down on the block to Pullman. She's quickly double-teamed, bounces it out of there to McAdams. Tori McAdams and offensive on McAdams. Jill Staten right there moved her feet and took the contact and draws the foul. For McAdams, her second. That will be the 12th turnover on Greenfield Northwestern. Four fouls now on the Tigers, and those have all come in about the last 90 seconds of game time. Just one foul in the quarter on Carlinville. No trips to the Heinz Furniture free throw line here in the third quarter. And barring a shooting foul, we won't have one. 15 seconds for the quarter. Out front with Lily Reels. Lily. Back to Gracie. 10 seconds for the quarter. Into the hands now of Jill Staten. She'll check the clock with six. Wants to operate. Kicks to Gracie. 4-3. Partially blocked there by Tyvette. And that's the quarter. Good quarter of basketball. After three, it is Greenfield Northwestern, 28. Carthenville, 28. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios, and good to have Megan back with us. She did such a fantastic job producing high school football and basketball for us last year. Never thought it would be 342 days before we got her back, but we're happy she's back with us here on WSMI. Gary Boker has the call of game number two, Hillsborough at Vandalia, coming up next here on FM 106. We're going to pick it up live when we are done here, 7:45 for the ball game. Tied at 28. Here's Aaron Seal, 4-3. Can't get it to go. Too strong. Tapped back to Staten. Jill, nice little ball fake. Oh, a no-look slip pass back to Lily Reels, and she knocks down the 16-footer. Well, that was a slick-looking pass that time from Jill Staten. She had her eyes on the rim. Reels was behind her, and just the no-look bounce pass right into the shooting pocket. 30-28 Cavies. Here is Foyles up top to McAdams. Down on the block to Clark. Good position off the window with good. She catches it there. It's over. Six for Jaleah Clark. Tied at 30. 7 minutes for the ball game. Jessa Vetter has four fouls for Greenfield Northwestern. That three from Seal way off the mark. She hits the deck on the hard blockout. No call. We play on. Into the front court comes Pullman. How long will Jeremy Lansall keep Vetter on the bench with those four? As long as it's tied or Greenfield Northwestern is leading, probably as long as he can. But if Cronville goes into run, he'll have no choice. Here's McAdams up top with Foyles. Caitlin Foyles on the block to Tyvette. Pullman, runner, yes, from about 16 feet. I said runner, but she pulled up nicely from 16 feet. Alexis Pullman has a dozen points and a two-point lead for Greenfield Northwestern, 32-30. And was speculating about Vetter. She's to the table right now, and she will check in at the next whistle. Here's Reels in the left corner. Puts it on the deck. Had it jarred loose, stolen by Greenfield Northwestern. Picked up off the floor by Michaela Tyvette. She will leave it back now for Tori McAdams. Into the hands of Alexis Pullman. She is a handful, only a junior. 5:55 for the game. A wild floater that time. No good from Foyle. She thought she was fouled. The head to Staten. No, she took her time, and she's blocked by Pullman. Jill Staten thought no one was there, and she took her time getting her steps lined out. And Alexis Pullman, that's the play of the night right there. That is pure hustle from Alexis Pullman. Gets back and blocks the shot. And with that, Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 5:45 ball game. Greenfield Northwestern 32, Carthenville 30. We're back with more girls high school basketball following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main. Socially distance, 32-30. Greenfield Northwestern has the lead. Both benches up on the stage along with the scorer's table. About 25 spectators in attendance here tonight. Here's Staten in the right corner. Jill, that pass is kicked out of there by Greenfield Northwestern. It'll stay with the Cabbies. 5:40 for the ball game. The masks have not been problematic in terms of you've seen players fidgeting around with them throughout the game. There's been a few instances. A Seal gets hit hard, goes headlong almost into the stage. Nothing malicious there, just one of those awkward plays. Pullman going to be whistled for the foul. Team's fifth. A two-point lead for Greenfield Northwestern. Carthenville lines three. Cavies up on the baseline. As Seal gets it into Jill Staten. Staten out front. As Lily Reels' mask had come down, and now she gets it back up over her face. Here's Lily on the right wing. Into the triple threat, back to Macy Gall. On the wing with Staten. Jill on the blow by, cut off there by Clark. Kicks out to Gall. 19-footer. Yes, Macy Gall knocks it down. Had a foot on the line, so the long two ties it at 32. 5:10 ball game. Into the front court comes Vetter for Greenfield Northwestern. She's playing with four fouls. Hand off to Foyles. Turns the corner. Runner floats it up. No. And that was a 15-footer hard off the window. Quick outlet from Reels to Seal. Layup, no. Gall follows the play, stripped away, picked up by Gracie. Her shot is short from 7. Goes right to Lily Reels, heart of the lane, no. Rebound Seal. She loses her balance, falling down, gets it away to Jill Staten out in the left corner. That was a sequence for Carla Davila right there. Now Staten attacks Seal for 3. That's off the side of the backboard, no good. And the rebound down to the Tigers. Carthenville had about 5 opportunities there and came up with nothing. 4 minutes, 23 seconds for the ball game. Tied at 32, Greenfield Northwestern with the ball here at Carthenville. Better skip pass to McAdams. McAdams now has it in the right corner. Torrey McAdams brings it back top of the key into the hands of Vetter. Lobs down to Clark. Tough catch, and she's fouled. They'll get the foul on Lily Reels. And that will send Jalee Clark to the Heinz Furniture free throw line with 4:07 to play in the ball game, and we're going to get our fourth quarter mask timeout. Tied at 32, Carthenville and Greenfield Northwestern. Back to the Big House on West Main in Carthenville following these messages. 4:07 to play here in the ball game. We are tied at 32. We are in our fourth quarter mask timeout. Of course, that was something implemented. It was kind of a no-brainer idea. Of course, you had to do something like that, give these kids an automatic stoppage in each quarter to catch their breath and get a drink. And it just has not seemed to be a big, big issue as I have seen it here tonight. Now, as the game wears on and fatigue starts to set in, maybe that changes a little bit. I've seen a few more masks down in the second half, not for extended periods. I think more just trying to simply catch your breath and get some clean oxygen. At the Heinz Furniture free throw line is Jaleel Clark. Free throw is no good. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville here since 1854. Fifth generation stocked with quality furniture on sale you can take home today. Clark misses the pair at the stripe, but the rebound knocked out. Last touch by Carthenville, and the Tigers will get another chance. 4:05 for the ball game, tied at 32. Everybody in the gym just trying to get their bearings for this season here tonight. Halfway through the money quarter, Vetter, dribble drive off the window. Yes, it's good for Jessa Vetter. That puts Greenfield Northwestern back in front. Vetter has 8, 34-32. Tigers with the lead. Here come the Cavvies. Out front with Jill Staten. Jill left alone. She'll fire the 3 for the lead. No. Offensive rebound, Gracie Reel. Stripped jump ball. And the arrow keeps it with Carthenville. Gracie hit the deck hard that time. She's up on her feet now. It'll be baseline out of bounds. Reels to trigger it in for Carthenville. The Cavvies will line 4 players up at the foul line. And it goes to Aaron Seal. Right back to Lily Reels, the inbounder. Leaves it for Jill Staten. Jill, one bounce, pulls up, 14-footer around and out, no good. Rebound down to Vetter. Jess, long lead pass to Clark. Attacks, missed it. Good job by Staten. Clark gets it back and finishes. 8 for Jalee Clark. Well, she does a great job of running the floor, and the Tigers have been able to find her a couple different times tonight. 3:10 for the ball game. Here's Staten in the backcourt in trouble, working around 4 different black shirts, and eventually she's fouled. 6th team foul on Greenfield Northwestern with 3:07 to play. Tigers up by 4, 36-32. Great to see these kids out there competing here tonight. A basketball season that we've never seen, and quite frankly, we hope we never see one like it again. Here is Seal on the right wing. Out front with Gracie Reels. Gracie now picks up the dribble, hands it off to Jill Staten inside of 3 minutes for the game. Here's Staten on the right wing. Leaves it off for Reels. Gracie on the bounce. Leaves it for Lily. Lily Reels on the baseline to Addie Paul. High off the window. Too strong. And the rebound down to Greenfield Northwestern. Long outlet pass in the front court to Alexis Pullman. She will slow it up now. Leaves it for Clark. Bounce pass back to Foyles. Caitlin Foyles. Leaves it off for Pullman. Alexis had another big game tonight after 21 last night. Here's Vetter for 3, back rimmed it, and the rebound is corralled by Paul, and she is fouled. I think they're going to get Pullman. He will. That's the 17th foul, so it's bonus free throw time for the Carlton DeVille Cavaliers. This will be their first trip to the Heinz Furniture free throw line here in the second half. Macy Gall will check in, replacing Lily Reels. That foul on Pullman, her fourth. So now four on Pullman, four on Veteran. That could prove to be a big factor down the stretch. Timeout on the floor, 2:19 for the game. Greenfield Northwestern 36, Carlton DeVille 32. We'll come back following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Jill Staten at the Heinz Furniture free throw line for the Cavaliers. You get floor coverings, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854 at Heinz Furniture in Carlton DeVille. The free throw for Staten rattles out, no good. And the rebound is last touched by Carlton DeVille. It'll be Greenfield Northwestern ball. Now the Cavies will show full court pressure. 2:18 for the game. Stay tuned. Hillsborough at Vandalia will pick up live coverage as soon as we're done here from Carlton DeVille. Gary Boker on the call. Then we'll have that full game podcasted at WSMIRadio.com. Here is a fast break. Yes! Tyvett finds a slashing Pullman from the left side off the window. It's good. 14 for Alexis Pullman. The lead is 6 for Greenfield Northwestern inside of 2 minutes for the ball game. Tigers trying to get off to a 2-0 start here in the COVID season. Here's Staten, little hesitation bounce. Nice wraparound pass. Paul rejected by Clark. Picked up there by Clark off the floor, and she will leave it off for Jessa Vetter. Greenfield Northwestern in a great spot now, 100 seconds for the game. Here's a 18-footer from Foyles. That's probably not the shot Greenfield Northwestern was looking for there. Up 6 with 90 seconds to play. Gracie Reels counted, and a foul. Yes. And that is why Greenfield Northwestern was not looking for that quick 18-foot shot on the other end. In transition, Reels gets the bucket and the bruise, and she's to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Chance for the old-fashioned three to make it a one-possession game. This is a huge toss. Fifth generation there at Heinz Furniture. Free throw good. Huge turn of events right there. Greenfield Northwestern was up 6 with the ball. Ill-advised shot, fast break, three-point play. And now it's 38-35. Greenfield Northwestern's lead cut in half, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 89 seconds to play. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Greenfield Northwestern facing full court pressure, up 3. They get it across the timeline with Vetter. All the way to the rim. Layup is good. Once the Tigers broke that initial pressure, the Cavies had no one back. 5-point lead, clock running, minute 15 to play. Here's Staten. Had it stripped on the way up, ball to the floor, picked up there by Gracie Reels. Boy, she's had a good ball game here tonight, has Gracie. But Alexis Pullman has had a better ball game for Greenfield Northwestern. Reels on the attack, poked away from behind, picked up off the floor by the Tigers inside of a minute to play. And Greenfield Northwestern up by 5, and the Cavies have to give the foul. That's only their third team foul, and this is the spot in the ballgame now where playing defense without fouling is working against Carlton DeVille. Now they've got to commit 4 more fouls to get Greenfield Northwestern to the line. 53.7 seconds left. Got to give the quick foul, and they will right there. Seal on Vetter. Stay tuned. Hillsborough Vandalia boys coming up live in progress next here on FM 106. That's not normally something that we do, but hey, it's the COVID season, so it's all about doing stuff that you normally don't do. There's another quick foul. So the Cavaliers have been able to commit 3 fouls here in just about 5 seconds. And Darren Deneve wants a timeout to talk it over. 48.5 seconds for the game. 40-35. Greenfield Northwestern with the lead. Carlinville still has committed just 5 fouls, so they got to commit 2 more fouls to get the Tigers to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages. Following the Carlton DeVille timeout, Greenfield Northwestern has the ball, sideline trigger right at midcourt. Foyles will get it in the backcourt to Vetter, and Seal will come up and give the foul. That's team foul number 6. So the next one will put Greenfield Northwestern to the free throw line. Cavaliers did that about as fast as you could do it. 4 fouls in less than 10 seconds. Now they got a foul again, and Gall will get the foul, sending Vetter to the free throw line. Jessa Vetter, 10 points tonight. She is 2 of 2 at the charity stripe, and she is headed back to the Heinz Furniture free throw line for two big tosses. Floor coverings, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Heinz Furniture since 1854. Think about that. 1854. Heinz Furniture has been doing business here in Carthenville. Free throw for Vetter rattles down. 11 for Jessa Vetter. Makes it 41-35. Greenfield Northwestern, 43.4 seconds to play. Second toss. Good. A dozen for Vetter. Pullman with 14. Vetter with 12. They're the two-headed attack for Greenfield Northwestern. They did it last night in the win over South County, doing it again here tonight. And they are primed to knock off the Cavaliers here on the Cavies' home floor. Half a minute for the ball game. Here's Staten. Attacks off the window. Too strong. Been that type of night for Jill. Rebound down to Pullman, and she is tied up. It'll stay with the Tigers on the arrow. A seven-point Greenfield Northwestern lead, 24.5 seconds to play. Hillsboro Vandalia boys coming up next, live in progress here on WSMI. Of course, we'll have all the scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, spotlight on sports, and then sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll be wall-to-wall high school hoops tomorrow morning, 9:03 sports Saturday here on FM 106. And we'll have more boys high school basketball tomorrow afternoon, Nokomis at Staunton. That'll be live at 2 here on FM 106, and Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow, the Illini hosting Wisconsin, 12:30 pregame on 105.3 The Ox. That foul went on Staten, her third, at the free throw line. Pullman, that toss was absolutely pure. 15 for Alexis Pullman. Makes it 43-35, Tigers, 21.6 seconds for the ball game. Second toss for Pullman is no good. And the rebound down to Jill Staten. Clock running 18 seconds. Cavi's got to go quickly. Down by 8. Gall for 3. Partially blocked. Pulled down underneath by Alexis Pullman. 10 seconds, and Darren Denise says do not foul. And the Greenfield Northwestern Tigers are going to improve to 2-0 on the year. They come into Carthenville tonight and knock off the Cavaliers 43-35. And so congratulations to Jeremy Lansall and crew on their victory here tonight, 43-35 over the Carthenville Cavaliers. Thanks to Megan Cordy for producing tonight's action. I am Tim Mize. We are done here from Carthenville. Let's get you out right now. In progress, live coverage, Hillsboro Vandalia boys. Gary Boker with the call on WSMI.